This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to everybody. This is DJ V Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend and colleague, even though I'm not a doctor, sometimes I play one on the radio. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, practices the GAPS way, understanding when you listen to Jack, everything is focused on your gut. Health begins and ends at the gut. And I understand that. So you find a lot of that material at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website for the GAPS and the gut stuff. His own website for the NURCA, understanding that kind of chiropractic, is JackStockwell.com. So you, on your ForbiddenDoctor.com website, put a lot of your local radio shows.
Yes.
And so you have talked a lot about, we know where you are on vaccines, and we are on the chemistry for, you know, whether it's RNA, DNA, all of that stuff, you're turned off by it. But one of the things that we're all kind of talking about is, how will this be recorded? How will you know? There's some people who say, you know, in order to travel, you'll have to have a copy of your vaccination card. Mm-hmm. And so it seems awkward, if you will, in America. But when you consider that the Israelis have like 94% inoculation rate, and if anybody would object to papers, please, it would be them. So those two don't really go together particularly well, do they, when you think about it in concept anyway, Jack?
Well, they also have an extremely high adverse reaction rate over there.
They do. High. What does that mean? What are the numbers when you say extreme? What does that mean? Extreme.
Oh, here by comparison, here we have nearly, I think it's about 80,000 adverse reactions reported here in this country so far, with 330 million.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, they've got nearly the same amount of reactions with, I think, was it 6 or 7 million? But a much higher, per capita type of adverse reaction. Everything from just pain at the injection site to death. And there's 100,000 backlog at the CDC right now, and you can go there and read it yourself, of adverse reactions. They haven't even been able to sort through yet. So, you know, I mean, for something that has a 99.7% chance of survival anyway, just like any other flu every year, why take the chance?
So the other side of that is what people, the wondering here is, why is it that folks like you who are on the other side, doctors in fact, take such a strong position on this? Why does it matter to you what other people are going to do or take, or how they're going to live?
Well, because of the surprising number of people who have not received it yet. They may have intentions, they just haven't, and then there are, of course, those.
No, but I mean, this is a personal thing for you and Mary. You are very strongly anti.
Well, I've studied this for 50 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've studied this for 50 years, and when you and I were kids, the average, I think there was something like 1.3% of the children of our age when we were in, you know, the 50s,
yep,
we're chronically sick. Now it's over 53% of the kids in America are chronically sick.
So that's vaccines.
That's
in general.
Part of it. That's part of it.
It's, I agree with you,
by the
way.
Environmental
autism,
poisons.
All this. You almost said all the, you know, what about us?
Well, 20 years ago, the autism rate was 1 in 10,000. Now here in Utah, it's 1 in 35.
Good God.
Because of the environmental poison.
So why doesn't that ring a bell? How is it that so few people can recognize that statistic?
Because they don't
want
to
do something about it.
They don't want to.
Parents?
The average American, and those who are the blue collar, that are driven by their own trade unions, whether it's teachers or anybody else that are controlled by the unions, a lot of people are just want to come home from work, sit down and watch TV the rest of the night and turn their brain off. and they don't take the time to really investigate this stuff until it's right there in their lap, until they have an autistic child, until they have somebody that suddenly has developed some kind of adverse environmental influence in their body, whether it's something at work or something in a neighborhood or something the next-door neighbor is spraying on their grass. Until it's right there in their own home, they turn a blind eye to it, even though there's something odd going on. Mary and I were at one of our favorite supermarkets last night, and she and I were the only people in that entire supermarket that did not have a mask on. And when we walked in the front door, they're starting to change the policy because they say you need to wear a mask. And the fellow at the door finally admitted to us, if you say no, we will not enforce it. So we went in there without a mask, and Mary, of course, is leading the way because she's more braver than I am by a long shot. So I kind of follow behind her wearing my sunglasses, pretending nobody can see
nobody
me,
knows
and I'm twice as big as she is.
I don't know this woman. Yeah,
that's right. I don't know. She made me come in here. She made me take off my, you know, that's ridiculous. But what I said about her being far more brave than I am, you know her personally. You know what I'm talking
about.
So we went through in the entire supermarket, and people looking at us like we were lepers. And we went up to the front, and I'm thinking, well, here's what's going to happen when we check out. They're finally going to say, well, you can't check this stuff out until you put on your mask. I mean, that is the absolute limit of insanity that this has created in this country. No wonder there are groups of people gathering together and burning their masks publicly, because with the flip-flopping Fauci on the whole concept, the WHO disagreeing with the CDC not completely in line with the FDA, everybody is constantly being, you know, exposed to a change of the direction of the wind, to where it's easier to just retire back to the privacy of your house and pretend like nothing's going on. So when someone says to me, Dr. Jack, I've read and studied the research, these people are simply unaware that they are the research, because these phase 3 trials won't even be over until 2023. Which is why these vaccines aren't approved. They're just being distributed under the emergency use authorization that the FDA created, meaning they're simply experimental.
Well, we've gone way overboard. I don't know. I didn't get the vaccine, as to your dismay. I get it. But I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that we totally overreacted to this in terms of the medical side of it, the economic side of it. It was, and it just showed you how quickly we've lost control of our own minds.
Yeah. Yes.
Mind control in the news media, the government, and it's a test. That's what it really, for me.
Who's making the money?
Well, the drug companies are making all the money. They get all that money, and that's what they continue to do. Watch television. Every single spot break starts with a drug commercial. Doesn't make a difference what time of day you watch. It's becoming prolific everywhere, to the point where I change the station. As soon as I see one of those on, whoosh, gone. On to the next thing, something else. A lot of families have postponed or skipped their children's well check visits and vaccinations during the pandemic, delaying routine checkups. Even for healthy children, that can put them at risk for getting preventable illnesses like measles, whooping cough, and meningitis. So here's some more on that story with Jasmine Ginyard.
Dr. Lee Savio Beers, president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, says childhood immunizations are important to the health of your child.
Regular checkups help to make sure children are growing and developing as they should and provide parents with education and resources. Since the pandemic began, there's been a drop in visits to the doctor and childhood immunizations. In response, we've recently launched a national public service announcement. This new PSA reminds parents to call their pediatrician and make an appointment, because parents are superheroes.
Unvaccinated children are at risk of contracting preventable diseases that can cause lifelong disability or death.
The consequences of delaying or skipping vaccinations could be devastating for thousands of children and lead to new disease outbreaks. Getting children immunized on time is one of the most important things parents can do for their children.
Learn more about how to protect your child's health at healthychildren.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus. Do you know your family history? Perhaps a parent or grandparent has all those stories. So why not archive that info for future generations? Well, now you can with an app called Story Catcher. April Bell is co-creator.
It's really just like a fun and simple iPhone app that you can capture and share video legacy stories with. So when I started Tree of Life Legacies in 2008, I was committed to capturing people's legacy stories on video to allow them to share those stories with loved ones now and to pass those stories on as an heirloom gift for future generations. Because, you know, we all want to know where we came from, and research has actually proved that children who know their family's narrative are happier and more resilient than children who don't.
Storycatcher.app has more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. So we just ran an announcement that focuses on parents and what they need to know if they aren't getting their children their regular vaccinations and their regular checkups. And so people can pay and present a message, and that's cool. But I guess I'm interested in, I kind of know what your response is going to be to that. So we have a healthy skepticism here, and information, part of what my whole routine is to present information on both sides of the fence. That's why on DJV Health, we have an hour devoted to Jack and his thinking and his schooling and his reputable working thinking knowledge. And then we have an hour for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who takes a different point of view, a different approach. So anyway, this thing, when you listen to it, it's a little sophomoric. Children not going to get their vaccines, because it comes on the heels of that discussion we just had about autism, how many children are getting autism, and is it because, there's this whole culture of doctors and their connection to the drug industry. It's not just this is not a flea bag, fly by night connection. This is something.
Oh, it's an umbilical cord.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, it's that tightly connected. It's tightly connected through the almost tyrannical control of review boards, medical boards.
Well, the statement that unvaccinated children are at risk of contracting preventable diseases.
Nonsense.
The other side of it is that there are a lot of things that children are getting that seem to be related to the vaccines.
Well, that's
it. That's what you were just saying.
And we have been operating under the assumption that somehow vaccines got rid of all of the childhood diseases, which is absolutely nonsense. You can go to the CDC and look at the historical records, and you'll see that almost all the things kids are vaccinated for now had disappeared almost completely before the vaccines ever showed up.
Well, you said that about polio. You told me that when we were first
polio. Well, Sabin and Salk vaccines came out in the later 50s, but by 1952, it was over 90% eradicated in this country. They found out it was lead arsenate poisoning and the mosquito spray.
You wonder about some of the stuff that comes from the drug companies or Monsanto and the Monsanto people, Bayer. I mean, Bayer is a drug company. They bought Monsanto, but Bayer is a chemical drug company that they came up with the first commercial aspirin, for example. You know, that kind of stuff. They you put them together, and it is really confusing to the average person, I think. What is true? What's right here? And that's why, they just keep repeating the message, and that's what wins. It's the DJV Health Program.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Moving back into our focus with Dr. Jack Stockwell, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, been on this program a long time. It's DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack and I have a conversation in the current podcast because he's got his podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is very much worth your while. And we also put together a podcast of the conversations that Jack and I have here, including in the most recent one, information about eating garlic and onions and how good they are for all kinds of different reasons. We also talk about soil health. This is something, Jack, that I've talked on the American Family Farmer Show that I do, heard on a lot of these same stations every weekend, the idea of soils and what happens when they are loaded. Were we off the air or were we on the air when we were just talking about Monsanto and Bayer? I can't remember whether we were off the air or on the air. I think we were on the air. Remember when we said Bayer has all of the drugs, they first ones with aspirin, but, you know, Bayer owns Monsanto. Monsanto causes more problems than any other. There is not another company in the world that is as damaging to your health and well-being as Monsanto. And it's owned by Bayer.
Bayer
is a drug company.
The largest pharmaceutical company on the planet.
Yeah, right. There you go. Anyway, Jack also in the podcast, we talk about certain supplements that are cool. There's a convenient conversation in here about health and vitamins and supplements, something I believe. A couple of my friends, my business partners, were here over the weekend. And Tucker, the actor, loves to come into the house and open up my pantry to see all of the standard processed supplements that I have on both sides of the pantry. And so he comes in and he looks at it. So he takes a picture of it and sends it to his wife.
Get Tucker to take the symptom survey.
Well, he does. That's a good idea. He does. He has a lot of the same. The reason he teases me is because he's on a lot of the same supplements that I am.
Oh, good.
So anyway.
Good.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we've gone through the vaccine conversation. ForbiddenDoctor.com has radio shows that Jack does. We can go through kind of the same things every week, the conflicts with the CDC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'd rather talk about our supplement of the week, frankly. I think we've been through all of the things that we need to give people something to think about with regard to why you get the vaccine or not to get it. CircuPlex,
This is a new one on me. This is from Standard Process. Why do you recommend this as a supplement? What is it?
Well, for a brief mention back to what we were talking about before, one of the key side effects that are being reported is the microclotting that's taking place throughout the body is some of the adverse reactions of the mRNA. So what I am recommending to patients are things that will keep the blood flowing. And you've heard me talk about phosphate liquid before. Well, phosphate liquid
I'm taking it now. I don't take it straight.
Yeah, well, it's in Circuplex. And Circuplex is designed to support the circulatory and the parasympathetic nervous systems. In other words, it just helps us to keep calm during stressful moments while at the same time making sure the brain is getting plenty of oxygen-rich blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and it's usually a very popular product, especially during stressful times. But because of the adverse reactions that are occurring with some of these vaccines, we want to make sure that the blood flow, especially to the peripheral areas, the feet, the hands, the ears,
the brain,
and
you
definitely
need to get that
the brain
blood going oxygen-rich blood into your brain.
Yes,
brain.
So it's at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Circuplex.
Yeah,
CIR.
Part of it.
Right.
I'll go on it, and you know, I can talk about what it does.
Okay.
I should probably do that with a lot of the stuff that whenever you talk about something that I've taken, I put my 2 cents worth in. And whether it's worth 3 cents or 4 cents, it made a difference. It's still there. I'm on these things. I believe that the way to do supplementation is to have stuff that comes from food. Duh. It would seem. Growing old or young, the story of HGH, human growth hormone. I'm going to ask Jack some questions about that in the next half hour of DJV Health. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information. When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd may have given the former Minneapolis police officer justification for a new trial. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the T-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat.
Even though he was found guilty of three counts, under Minnesota statutes, he'll only be sentenced on the most serious one, second-degree murder. Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, June 25th. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A Belgium farmer moving a stone in his field has created an international incident. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Eerkewennis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819 when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker.
Belgium hosts the European Union and NATO. It is located between the Netherlands and France. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years, according to a government report being released tomorrow. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Births have been declining in younger women for years, as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their 30s and 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Some cite the pandemic as another reason for the drop. A woman who went missing nearly 6 months ago was found living in a tent in a national forest in Utah, sustaining on a diet including grass and moss, after a drone searching for her crashed nearby. The 47-year-old, who wasn't publicly identified, was discovered Sunday in a remote campground of the Uttawa-Saskatch National Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Jack is here. Dr. Doug is here. We could sing Jack and Doug. DJV Health, second half hour of our visit this week. So I teased our conversation about human growth hormone, HGH. There's a lot of controversy about this. I remember reading any number of things. Should you take it? Should you not take it? If you use synthetic HGH, bad for you. If you use natural HGH, good for you. Human growth hormone, tell us about it. When it was first discovered as part of the body, what do you know about using it in a supplement? Is there a supplement that you would recommend in terms of increasing or keeping your growth hormones where they're supposed to be?
You know, I'll mention this little statistic to people from time to time in the clinic. 90% of your growth from the time the conception of the sperm and egg takes place to the last day you spend on this planet, 90% of that growth occurs before you're born. what happens after birth is the last 10% of your entire growth factor. And the thing that makes such rapid growth possible in 9 months of gestation is that growth hormone that's triggering cells to multiply, triggering cells to grab its nourishment and clean itself up so that that rapid growth can occur so you can survive once birth occurs. Now, American ingenuity comes along and says, well, you know that HGH continues inside the body because it triggers regular turnover of cells. Cells are born, cells die. We know that some cells only live a few days, other cells live for years in the body, nerves being the longest living. And the thing that stimulates these cells to turn over, of course, is growth, several things. But growth hormone is right there in the middle of the whole thing, stimulating cells to multiply and to grow rapidly to replace the dying cells. Now, American ingenuity comes along and says, well, a little bit of this keeps us alive and rebuilding. Why don't we use a whole bunch of it and see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up in a state of imbalance. And that's when problems start to show up, because things might start growing more rapidly than you want them to. And we know that just testosterone supplementation can cause serious clotting problems, can cause serious... And testosterone is a growth stimulant itself. It's not HGH, but it's a growth stimulant. And so anytime we start adding things from outside into the body, that throws the body's normal metabolism out of balance for a while because it's constantly trying to establish balance, something we call homeostasis, in order to keep us alive and cells multiplying at the right rate. Anytime you throw a wrench into that, there's going to be some problems.
So don't take HGH artificially.
I don't recommend that. No.
Yeah.
If you have a good balanced diet, and by balanced I mean eating from Mother Earth, not from some food manufacturing plant, and you try to do as organic as possible, get the sleep that you need, supplement where you have some weaknesses, try to make sure that the water is clean, the air is clean, which is difficult to do in 2021. But the more you do these things, the more your body will respond in a balanced state. What needs to grow fast will grow fast. What needs to grow slow will grow slow. And it's just, to me, it's just plain common sense once you look at the entire picture.
Yeah. So there's no natural way of adding that. There's no supplement that comes from standard process that you would use.
They stay away from that.
Stay away from that.
But they want to balance the sympathetic, parasympathetic systems. They want to make sure the heart's beating and doing what it's supposed to do. The lungs, the kidneys, the liver, the ovaries, the testicles, the brain, the thyroid, the adrenals. All these organs have supplemental support in one form or another from standard process.
Do you get many questions? And when you do, you go over most of the symptom surveys now yourself that come in.
Yes.
By the way, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and check out the symptom survey. It's a great way for you to do a checkup on yourself. 4 pages, take a few minutes to do. I do it every year. I think that it's good because you get a sort of a handle on what's going on with your body.
And it's free.
It doesn't cost anything. But if you're living under a rock and you don't really care about this, you probably wouldn't be listening to this program anyway. So it's a given that you're interested in your health and well-being. So that's why a good step to take is this symptom survey. It's a fabulous opportunity to get to know what is going on with you. All right, breastfeeding and breastfeeders. There's a new study out, Jack, that claims babies who breastfed are likely to have a higher IQ. Yes, and if that's the case, why? What is there about breastfeeding? What's in the ingredients of breast milk that would suggest this is a smart thing to do, if you can do it? Some people just can't, but if you can,
well,
it should be.
Well, you know, we're called mammals for a very important reason.
Right.
Because of mammary glands, because the newborn are nursed by their mothers. And whether we're at the top of the food chain or somewhere else, that initial milk that we get from mama's breast is absolutely essential to seeding the gut correctly. The first 3 days of the milk that first shows up when baby is born has all the bacteria in it that's absolutely essential to line the wall of baby's gut to make sure that baby has good, healthy immune system the rest of baby's life. Now, the reason why they're showing breastfed babies more intelligent is because they're getting the right protein, carbohydrate, fat complement that that developing brain needs from the day that it's born. When you look at the supplements on a food content of a formula, commercial formula in the store, there's about 15, 16 ingredients. Half of them are different names for sugar. If that thing wasn't as sweet as it is, baby would spit it out and have nothing to do with it. They have identified over 300 ingredients in mama's milk. And so, you know, the essence of being a mammal is to live the life of a mammal, which is to live the life Mother Nature intended. And it starts off by being suckled at mama's breast. Mm-hmm. And nothing can possibly take the place of that.
That's it.
Now, we deal with some women who have a hard time producing it at first, but we have great supplements to trigger milk formation.
What are some of them?
Well, fenugreek, for one. Fenugreek is known to create almost instant, within hours of taking fenugreek, lactation to start to take place. But it starts during pregnancy. There are certain things mama should be doing while she's pregnant to make sure that when baby's born, her body's ready to take care of the baby outside of her body.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's a word to the wise that hopefully is sufficient. We're into allergy season big time. I'm going to talk to Jack about this and me and my experience with Benadryl in a matter of moments. Right now, as we think and focus on allergy season, which is expected to be even more challenging this year for the millions and millions of people who are impacted, let's listen to this overview from Rich Rosario.
Allergies can appear at any time, and it might not be obvious at first that what you are experiencing is, in fact, allergies. Dr. Tanya Elliott, New York City-based allergist-immunologist, explains the importance of recognizing the symptoms.
If you sneeze a lot, if your nose is often runny or stuffy, or if your eyes often feel itchy, you may be experiencing allergies. It's worth seeing an allergist to provide the right diagnosis.
Dr. Elliott says that when symptoms are persistent or affect quality of life, your physician may recommend a combination of lifestyle changes and treatment.
Flonase Sensimus works directly in the nose to provide all-in-one relief for the worst allergy symptoms, including nasal congestion. With a light, gentle mist you barely feel, it provides more complete relief right at the source.
This segment is sponsored by Flonase. Learn more at flonase.com.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Green Box Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Green Box Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Moving back into the fold here, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us, DJV Health, every week. and or weekend. You can hear Jack going through a lot of the things that are important to you in his clinic in Salt Lake City. He hears from hundreds of people taking the symptom survey, thousands of them actually, and then he has people coming through the door every day, all day long, that have various things that are treated by his being an expert Nooka chiropractor, which is great for your shoulder, your necks, understanding that all of your spine is connected there. So that's a good way to find health. But also the business of, you know, what do you take? What's the right attitude to have towards supplementation? And as we were listening to that allergy spot, the information that was presented there, I find myself in a worse position. Every year, my allergies seem to get worse, Jack. And so the other night, I'm not aware of, although I think there are some of the things that standard process will have to go through, what some of those things are. But the other night, I was so frustrated because I'm coughing and sneezing on the air, so I took Benadryl when I went to sleep. Well, the next morning I get up to go on the air, and I sounded like I was from outer space. Mm-hmm. It was like being hungover. And I didn't take the recommended two. I only took one. And I haven't taken a Benadryl for years. What's the other one? Begins with a C. Catalin, not Catalin. What's the other?
You mean the supplement itself?
No, the other thing that's over the counter. Claritin, that's it. Yeah, Claritin. Right. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, they're antihistamines. It's diphenhydramine. Benadryl is just diphenhydramine, and it's an antihistamine, you know, for allergies, and in fact, it's even been recommended with mild cases of Parkinson's. I haven't been able to put that together in my mind yet.
Yeah,
but
why?
It's a lot of off-label stuff that happens with a lot of drugs. But with Benadryl, you have a it has what's called a monoamine oxidase inhibition, which simply means that it stops the body's reactions to certain kinds of stimulants. And one of which is the allergens that we breathe into our nose, especially this time of year, that gets into our sinus cavities.
Awful, man.
It triggers an antihistamine reaction.
Nose runny, sneezing all the time.
Well, yeah. It's a histamine.
Mucus
is something,
galore. Yeah.
Well, and it gets to the point where people feel like they're almost drowning in it. I started taking care of a little 8-year-old boy here 2 weeks ago because they brought him to me because of just massive histamine reactions. The very thing you just described in an 8-year-old child. Well, we use Antrinix. I told him here. Instead, they wanted to know what kind of Benadryl or what was the best dosage for the Benadryl. And I said zero. This is a child. You want to be careful of this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, Benadryl even shows up in breast milk, as we were talking about breastfeeding a while ago. Mm-hmm. A woman taking Benadryl and nursing, that Benadryl is going right through the... Everything is in mama's milk. Mom always has to be careful when she's breastfeeding, because everything that she takes will be in her milk. But beside the fact, Antrinix, they started giving this little boy Antrinix, two of them about 2 or 3 times a day. Bingo, it's all gone. By the time I saw him a week later, his histamine reactions were completely gone. It's a food-based antihistamine, and I think you use it from time to time. Antrinix, just like it sounds, Antrinix. At Forbidden Doctor, and occasionally I will have some allergic reactions this time of the year. I'm surprised I've had none so far. But if I do, I'll just pop 2 or 3 of these Antrinix, and that's it. No side effects whatsoever, but it completely takes care of the antihistamine effect that the body needs.
Yeah, well, we need a lot of different things to keep ourselves in line, because there's so much stuff out there, and getting the right product that agrees with you, that's part of the reason to take that symptom survey that Jack offers. So you might check that out at ForbiddenDoctor.com, along with their podcast and our podcast, all kinds of information that's there. And people today are really, if you're really serious about your health and your well-being, you care about what's going on in your body. Find out. Why would you want to not know what's going on? Some people don't, but I can't imagine that makes any sense. All right, so there's the story. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us, his weekly perch here on the DJV Health Program at 10 minutes before the hour.
T- Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
54 after the hour now in the DJV program.
Time for a visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula. One of the great things about Jack and his camaraderie with his wife, Mary, is that they work so closely together, so well together. And over the last 3 or 4 days, I've gotten notes from both of them, basically focusing on their new newsletter.
Yes.
That is ready for distribution. This is kind of a cool thing because what I respect about you and Mary is the research that you do and things that are hard, that are difficult to talk about, whether it be on the air or whether, you know, you put post things on social media and Twitter decides to take them down. So you have a new newsletter that is a hard copy that actually gets mailed to people, right?
Yes. Yeah, 12 issues, 12 monthly issues, 8 pages,
yeah,
with lots of research. And it's all the forbidden stuff I've always referred to when we, you know, in our podcasts, in our webinars, things that we don't necessarily want digitized, because it's too easy to spread too fast. And, you know, there are all these things that people always want me to go into greater depth.
Give us an example. What's an example? Give us one tidbit from the 8 pages that's out now.
The growing, well, it's not in the current edition, but it would be in certainly the next one that will come out just in a couple of weeks, is the growing number of people who are having vaccine adverse side effects who didn't get the vaccine, but they're having the same side effects just being in company with those who have.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How the heck did that work?
Oh, at the VAERS reporting system with the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, more and more adverse reactions are being reported simply by people being in close proximity. Not necessarily on the level of sex, so that certainly would qualify. Just being in a work station, around home, friends that are close to one another, within a few feet of one another, shaking hands, hugging, this kind of stuff. Because this thing is a gene-altering chemical injection, that this vaccine.
Which one?
There's
RNA and there's DNA.
The mRNA, the Pfizer and the Moderna.
Right.
And there is a tremendous growing percentage of people who are not getting the second shot simply because of the reactions they're having with the first one.
So then the question is going to be from people who have had the shots or people who are not concerned about the future but the now of it and whether this protects or doesn't protect. You know, you have, and Mary, we've talked a lot when we've been together in various forums,
sure,
that you don't want to wear a mask and you don't like the vaccines. So the average person who's slathering himself with all of those various things that are supposed to get rid of all the germs, you know, that's something that's really very bad for you. But how do you, you know, the question comes, and it's a good one, how do you keep from getting the virus? And you can say
it also
has an immune system, but there's a lot of other stuff, the variables there.
Well, it also goes into the next edition, also goes into building the immune system. Doing the thing. ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com.
ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com.
To subscribe.
All right. Calitrin is the way to lose weight. Jack knows this. You know this by listening to me for the past 4+ years talking about how to make sure you keep the weight off. Get yourself healthy and keep yourself healthy with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula. You can find at their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code for the best deals on the best way to keep the weight off.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.